Okay, what do you call that kind of rain when you have thunder and lightning?
Well, you could have, it'd be a rainstorm in a way, and of course, it wouldn't be a shower. It wasn't a shower. Of course, this was partly, they claim it doesn't come from the hurricane, but it seems like it comes with that kind of weather, but it was just a hard rain. It was a lightning storm.
What about the kind that's a very hard rain, but it doesn't last very long?
Well, that's a shower.
Even no matter how hard the rain is?
Well,
if it comes down like, looks like it's going to rain forever, but it only lasts 20 minutes or so.
Well, it could be a hard shower to let you. We thought it struck, the folks were positive it struck something in the front of the house Sunday night, and I haven't gone out and checked the yard too much yet. I guess this year it struck that big pine tree out there was past year. We had enormous, it cut it from the top to the bottom. Mm-hmm. And of course, I'm thankful that it didn't kill it yet. It's still there. You know, that's a big, that's a big black pine. Am I talking too much on that now or not?
Oh, no, that's
well, on a yellow pine or a slash pine, which has more heart, if lightning ever strikes one, it'll kill him because it hits to the heart. But these big black pine, they have so much sap, and that's such an enormous tree until it's a streak from the bottom to the top, and I painted it as high as I could with asphalt paint, but it didn't kill it, because it's got such a big growth of sap in between, and that forms a conductor for the lightning, more so than if it were a close-grained yellow pine or slash pine tree.
Let me ask you about some other kinds of rain. What if it's a very, very light?
Well, that's a sprinkle or a shower right on, sprinkle.
What about when it's so fine that you can hardly see it, but it's still falling down?
Well, that would be a misty rain.
And if it's just hanging in the air, so you get up in the morning and look out, you can't even see across the street?
Fog.
Okay, around here, around the river, you just have that marshland, but it's further inland. The kind of land that would be like that, except it wouldn't be wet except when the river overflowed. Mm-hmm. It'd be good for either pasture or for crops.
Mm-hmm.
Have any name for that type of land?
Well, if the river overflowed on it, it would be, I don't know. No, I can't get the name for that now. I really can't. No, I should know something about that, but I don't know.
Okay, any name for low-lying grassland? Again, not marshy.
Well, you have meadowland, something like that.
Do you know anything about the different types of soil?
Well, I know some. I don't know a whole lot about it. We have we don't have a very rich soil in this county. I used to think it was, you know, you think your home is about the best there is, but we don't have a lot of clay subsoil here. You need a good bit of clay in your land to get better lands as the clay and clay subsoil to hold the moisture. And then a lot of our land, we have a hard pan under it. And so we don't have such fine soil in this county.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason we don't have a lot of real farming, you know. Say the farming that was done years ago were just in selected spots and the rice fields and so forth. That's what made them. But just for this regular land in the woods and you make farms out of it, it's not near as good as if you go